Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Ample reasons why the Tar Heels need to play their best game at Notre Dame. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Carolina begins its win out or else challenge tonight at 9 on ESPN in South Bend against a team that will belie its record and be ready to play in the second to last home game for veteran coach Mike Bray. The Fighting Irish have beaten UNC 3 out of the last 4 games at the Joyce Center, including last season's 78-73 win when the Heels' late comeback fell short. Even during a 7-game winning streak in the Roy Williams era, they survived 2 1-point wins under the Golden Dome. So don't let Carolina's 12-5 record since the Irish joined the ACC deceive you. Neither should you be comforted by Notre Dame standing 10-17 and 2-14 in the ACC with 5 consecutive losses, 9 in the last 10 games and 10 in the last 13. In there were essentially one possession defeats at Syracuse, at NC State, at Georgia Tech, at Duke, and at Virginia. Even with Pitt closing out the home season in South Bend, this is the one the alumni, fans, and especially students want to get for Bray, who has a 21-year record there of 482 and 276, including the 2015 ACC Tournament Championship win over the Tar Heels in Greensboro. ND's never-quit attitude comes from its athletic heritage and Bray's dogged attitude and a veteran team that feels responsible for sending its coach out with a bad season. 4 of the top 6 scorers are seniors, including fifth-year Nate Lazuski, who has built a reputation as a Carolina killer with great performances over the years, including games of 25 points and 9 rebounds, 20-8, and 17-8. He wants likely his last one against UNC to be his best. For a 14th-place team, Lazuski remains number 19 scorer in the ACC, the number 8 rebounder, and second-best free-throw shooter. As a team, the Irish are better marksmen than Carolina and way better from the arc. Who isn't? Hubert Davis has used adjectives like unbelievable and fantastic when describing Notre Dame and other opponents his 16-11 and 8-8 team is about to face. The Heels clearly have their backs against the wall and at the very best are hanging on the wrong side of the NCAA bubble. They need to win tonight and at Florida State, plus upset Virginia and Duke at home to have a chance to return to the dance. Carolina defeated the Irish in Chapel Hill back in January in a contested game, but will definitely have its hands full in a rematch on the road in front of a packed house chanting NIT, NIT, and waving signs that NIT stands for Not In Tournament, which could be UNC's unfortunate fate with another loss. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.